The Good News Hour is with you once again. Your speaker at this time is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to ask your attention, please, to the second epistle of Timothy, chapter 3, and we'll read together, beginning at verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, or lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Now the chapter seems to increase in the blackening or the darkening of this picture. For if you go down to about verse 12, you would read there, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Now, I should like very briefly to notice with you the antidote for all this. If you want, in other words, to be fortified, then you find yourself lined up with the young man, that is to say, Timothy, or Paul's son in the faith, for he was that, you know. You find yourself lined up with him. And this is what Paul could say of him: "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing, of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." Now, I think I have perhaps in the past pointed out to you that all second epistles have in a special way to do with the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, it's hardly necessary to tell you that once he came in lowly grace, the Son of God, came to suffer, to die, to procure for us eternal redemption, to open up an avenue right to the presence of God, so that any sinner, any son, daughter of Adam's race who puts personal trust in the work that he accomplished in his precious atoning and all-cleansing blood will find himself or herself on the way to heaven, and to be sure will eventually be there. Now, there are three writers that write to us about the last days. Paul, for instance, we get his last words to the religious world, and I have already read those to you in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and a major part of that chapter. We get Peter's last words to the irreligious world, and you'll find that in 2 Peter chapter 3. And then John the Apostle, we get his last words to the assemblies, and this you would find in the third epistle of John. Very interesting and most instructive, I can assure you. Now, if you want to safeguard yourself as you look into the future, then we would say to you that you familiarize yourself with the Holy Scriptures, with the Word of God. And I have no doubt that again and again some of my hearers in these most eventful days are asking the question, just exactly what does the future hold? For certainly we're living in an ever-changing world. I think of an advertisement I read some time ago on a billboard outside of a church building that went something like this: "A changeless Christ for a changing world." And you know, there's one thing that never changes, and that's the salvation of God, the Word of God. Everything else around us is subject to change and seems to be changing. Now, I would urge upon all who hear me today to read over very carefully and very prayerfully the portion that we read you. That is to say, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Read the entire chapter. And he begins by saying, "This know." When we come to the Word of God, we're at once introduced into the realm of certainty, where men, where those who are simple and dependent upon God's Word will be introduced into the sphere of definite knowledge of certainty. And, you know, there are things in this life that we feel we want to be certain about, and even although they may be minor, and yet we feel like we want to be sure. If a man is out in search of a house, he's going to buy a house, he wants to know, are the title deeds good? He doesn't plank down his hard-earned money without investigation, even although the loss may be only a matter of a few thousand dollars. And yet, men and women are willing day by day to rise and to busy themselves in the affairs of this life and find themselves engaged in pleasures of one kind and another, and each day bring them nearer to eternity, and they yet fail to find that God can make them sure and that God can impart to them definite knowledge as to where they will spend their eternity. And so I like that word, that very first word, or practically so, in the chapter, this know, this know. Now any careful reader, any man, any woman who would be really honest in the presence of God couldn't possibly read what I have read to you and fail to see that we are living in the last days. You see, that's how he puts it, this know that in the last days perilous or risky times shall come. Now just exactly where could one be safe today? You're hardly safe in your own house. You certainly aren't safe on the highways, and you feel that when you send your little children out that they're hardly safe. Where can we find safety? Well, the only place I know of real safety is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, how wonderful to be able to say, hiding in thee, thou blessed Rock of Ages, I'm hiding in thee. And so we would like to urge upon men and women, we'd like to urge upon all our hearers today to read carefully the solemn passage that we have read you, and just see how near the end we are, the end of this, the greatest of all dispensations. And you know, the picture doesn't get brighter, but as we have said, it seems to get darker and darker and darker. And what does the world hold? Well, certainly nothing that could cheer you very much, because you see, this poor old world, one of these days, is going to fall under the hand of Almighty God. He's going to judge it. He's going to judge sin, and heaven and earth is going to pass away too. If you want to be safe and in the place of safety, oh, find yourself, friends, in Christ Jesus, the only place of safety now, the only place of safety for all eternity. And the apostle in writing to Timothy tells him in this chapter, he says, that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The world is not going to get better. The world is gradually getting worse. It's fast getting worse. Now, I'm glad to be able to tell you that there is a place of safety. And I'm glad to be able to tell you not only that there is a place of safety, but that you can be sure, you can know, you can have the rest and peace that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to men and women, even in a world that will soon pass away, as John in his epistle tells us. And so Paul, in writing to Timothy, after giving him this fearful description, he says to him, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now if you want to be fortified, if you want to be safe, really truly safe, in the midst of all that's transpiring around us today, we can tell you that there is one safe place, and that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, will you turn to him and see him as he is revealed in the Word of God? Will you read there and find the purposes of God, these purposes of his that are being fulfilled before our very eyes? And thank God there's something that will never change, and that's God's salvation. And the way sinners get saved, there's no change. Men and women get saved today just exactly like they did in the days when Paul brought the gospel to Timothy. Timothy, who was a stranger to grace and to God, he heard the gospel through the lips of the Apostle Paul, and he exercised faith in Christ Jesus. Oh, if you haven't trusted him, wouldn't you like to trust him today? Wouldn't you like to say to him, Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul. Poor and vile and helpless, thou canst make me whole. And I'm sure, friends, if you turned to him and trusted him with that soul of yours, you'd have a foundation that will never give way. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. My words as God will never pass away. Trust him today, and salvation will be yours. Just a reminder, friends, that time is short and eternity knows no end. And if you're interested in the salvation of your soul, we'd be glad to get a line from you. Or if you're a Christian and desire further spiritual assistance, we will be glad to help you in this respect. This address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. In the meantime, God bless you as our daily continued prayer.